I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The Smith Cove robbery trial is nearing its final phase. Arik Ansel Lawrence Ebanks is accused of threatening a man with a knife, assaulting him, then stealing his phone and car keys back in October 2025. Jurors have now heard the 911 call made moments after the incident, along with evidence from officers who handled the identification process and the crime scene. With the Crown having formally closed its case on Tuesday and the defense choosing not to call any witnesses, both sides will now deliver their closing arguments this morning. Justice Cheryl Richards Casey will then sum up the evidence before sending the jury out to consider its verdict. The government is asking the public to weigh in on new rules for healthcare practice in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
The Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability has opened a public consultation on the Health Practice Amendment Bill 2026, inviting feedback from healthcare practitioners, health sector stakeholders and members of the public. Health Minister, the Honourable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes.
By bringing forward this legislation, the Ministry is addressing that directive while establishing a clear framework for consistent healthcare standards across the sector.
Ebanks Wilkes says the bill would update existing health practice legislation and introduce regulations to establish consistent professional standards across the sector as part of government's work to strengthen regulatory oversight and support patient safety.
The health system we build today will serve the Cayman Islands for decades to come. Updating legislation and strengthening professional standards helps to reinforce the trust patients place in healthcare practitioners.
For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
The consultation runs until Tuesday, April 28th at publicconsultation.gov.ky, or you can email mohfeedback@gov.ky. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Tom Sanders. President Trump has insisted he wants to draw down operations against Iran, promising the war would end in the next 2 to 3 weeks, with or without a deal. He said Washington had achieved its war aims despite failing to wrest control of the Strait of Hormuz. Amongst the buildings damaged in today's airstrikes on Tehran was the former American embassy, made famous when it was stormed by revolutionary students in 1979, who took 52 Americans hostage and held them for 444 days. The Israeli military says it's completed a wave of airstrikes targeting regime infrastructure sites in Tehran. Overnight, the US military released a video showing its forces dropping precision munitions on underground military targets deep inside Iran. Meanwhile, Iran's Houthi allies in Yemen are claiming to have carried out a third ballistic missile attack on Israeli military targets. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer says London will this week host around 35 countries to discuss ways of reopening the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Lebanon's health ministry says 7 people have been killed in Israeli strikes overnight against Beirut and a nearby town. In other news, reports from Burundi say several dozen people died in a huge fire at a munitions depot in Bujumbura late last night. The blaze set off huge explosions as ammunition ignited. Army and police officers said several neighbourhoods suffered badly, with homes hit by shrapnel. India, the world's most populous nation, is beginning its national census to discover more about the 1.4 billion people who live there. The year-long exercise will involve 3 million officials. A judge in the US has ruled that the diaries of an aide to the late Chinese leader Mao Zedong, donated to Stanford University, can remain there. BBC News.